We're joined in the studio today by Luke Mihal. He's the publisher of The Climbing Zine, a print publication and a website. Also the author of The Great American Dirtbags and Climbing Out of Bed and a book called American Climber. Thanks for joining us in the studio today, Luke.
Of course.
You said that you used climbing as therapy to battle depression in your younger years. Describe your life and emotions at the time you discovered climbing.
Yeah, so when I discovered climbing, I, you know, was pretty much super depressed, really not getting any sort of chemical highs other than doing, you know, drugs and alcohol. Was also suicidal. I definitely did not always have the will to live and had thoughts of suicide and ending my life. So I was pretty down and out when I started climbing. So I was 20 at this point.
Did you come from a community that had outdoor activities, or was it a more of a sedentary community?
Yeah, I came from a Midwest community in Illinois, so the Flatlands for sure. But my parents were active and outdoorsy people, both of them, and they took me to a family camp in Minnesota, and they always encouraged me to get outside and exercise and stuff like that. I moved to Colorado about 4 months after I started climbing. So that's where the magic kind of all came in, as once I moved out to Colorado.
You started climbing before.
But I did. I started climbing in Illinois.
Well, Luke, what led you to climbing? Was there a person in your life, or maybe you just saw someone on a wall that got you interested?
No, it was definitely one person. It was my friend Caleb Mulholland. He took me climbing down in southern Illinois, and then about 10 minutes from where I grew up, there's what was once the world's largest climbing gym in the 90s and called Upper Limits, and that's how I really got hooked on climbing, was actually the climbing gym, abandoned grain silos that they had cleaned out for climbing. Yeah.
Okay, so you discovered climbing at a time in your life when you're struggling with depression. Mm-hmm. At what point did you see its therapeutic value?
You know, intuitively, I think I saw it right away, but I never really realized this was my whole like life story and what I could put into a memoir until probably 2 or 3 years ago. So, you know, reflection is a powerful tool, and I was using it as therapy, but I truly didn't realize like, oh wow, this like kind of saved my life until really I delved into writing and kind of examining my own life and looking at other people's lives too, who are climbers who use climbing as a tool to kind of overcome some of their demons, I guess.
Well, you not just have an affinity for climbing, you also have an affinity for literature and writing, so it seemed to cross over here. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I've asked you about at what point you saw some therapy in climbing. You're on a rock wall, struggling, mm-hmm. probably maybe facing a little bit of fear and anxiety and working past it. Mm-hmm. How does that prove therapeutic?
Yeah, so I think there's definitely a lot of things in our lives, especially when you're depressed, that you see something as a challenge and it's, you don't even know where to start. And it's so daunting that you never face that challenge. And climbing, it puts you in that spot of fear. And a lot of times you can just back away and have your buddy go up there. But eventually, as a climber, you have to work through the fear and you have to experience the fear. And then you can kind of realize in your every day-to-day life, fear is like this illusion. And with climbing, it's both an illusion, it's an internal fear. There's an actual real fear of consequence. You can really hurt yourself in climbing. So it's like this thing where you look at yourself and you're like, all right, I really feel fear right now. If you're totally safe and you're feeling that fear, you know you need to work past it. But if you're not safe and you have that fear, you need to analyze the risk and see what kind of decision you want to make.
Is there a point at which you think to yourself, you know, this fear that I'm feeling is a much more powerful emotion, but it's more present than the sort of day in, day out debilitation of depression? And so it kind of puts it in perspective maybe a little bit, that the adrenaline, the pure energy that comes with fear being such a powerful emotion, does it sort of eclipse that depression in a way?
I don't know. I know that when you get outside too, when you get out in nature, I think that helps quite a bit. I think there's a chemical thing that happens from being in nature and climbing with endorphins and with just simple sunshine that's powerful to work towards like fighting depression or dealing with your depression. And for me, it's to a point now in my life where I don't get depressed for long periods of time anymore like I used to, because I know I just need to get out in nature and get out in sunshine. And you know, I really feel for people that are very depressed, because I was never very depressed for that long. I was only suicidal for a short amount of time. And my other kind of the depression I suffered from was kind of a lingering, not as intense depression. So I think there's definitely that chemical imbalance in your brain of it being a real thing. And then like also to not tell yourself like, oh, I shouldn't feel this way. I think that's kind of this maybe an internal dialogue that a depressed person deals with. But for me, I don't really look at it in those exact kind of terms.
So you took a depressing stage in your life, discovered climbing, kind of beat away your depression, and then ended up making it somewhat your vocation.
Yeah, I'm kind of just getting started as being a writer. You know, I have that typical mountain town, working a couple jobs. You know, I still have a day job, but yeah, moving closer and closer towards full time writing. And it is a blessing that I can do something that's therapeutic for me that I enjoy, and then someone else can pick up the book and get something out of it themselves, especially if they're in a tough place where they can just see another outcome of, you know, here's one person that was depressed and was thinking about ending it all and then got back to a place of, you know, I'm not saying I don't have problems or fears or insecurities or anything like that, but I'm at a place where I know I want to get the most out of every day, and I know I want to live the years that I have left in the most possible fulfilling way. I was always kind of scared to write, like when I first had these ideas of writing about this part of my life, I was kind of scared and kind of scared of being judged. But the response is people want you to be open about what you've been through, and people want to share what they've been through. And so I think there's that certain empowerment to honesty and letting go. Writing about this time period that was really dark and I'm kind of ashamed of, it frees it in myself, and then it also gives someone else a chance to see it for what it is and to learn from that experience the way I learned from it.